Strong hoofs clapping hoofbeats filled the quiet summer air with a relaxing cadence that Sir Howard Aguilar found comforting. He sat at the back of the horse, staring out across the town that spread at the base of the hill he was riding down now. Crest Hill was steep and treacherous at times, but for the most part, it was just a series of smaller hills rolled into one. Howard had come sledding here as a boy, and those steepest regions were where only the truly brave, or stupid, would spend their days. He rode the simpler path now, hugging the gently sloping pathways as he descended toward Agsdale below. He loved this time of year most of all. It was late in the summer, just about the turn of the month of Avonelu, and the nights were warm and humid. He could see many pleasure craft out on Lake Agala, and he thought about joining them. No, not tonight. He had other plans. Agsdale wasn't like the great cities of Rivulan. It was no Keeloran or Rengard or even Holderin's Rest. Agsdale was home. It was a small town of about 500 people, situated on a peninsula reaching into Lake Agala. It was comprised of a few clean cobblestone streets, with small shops and taverns and eateries lining its edge, and residential areas taking up the center. Howard knew almost every single one of those residents, some better than others. This was his little pocket of paradise, his dream come true. He rode down into Agsdale, strong hoofs, iron-shod hooves clacking on the cobbled stones of the street. He didn't have to ride deep into town, and a few moments later, he was stopping outside a quiet little shop in the shade of the hill. Kuro's Confections was Sir Howard's happy place, though he knew he could never tell his wife that. It was a small shop, with nothing terribly interesting about it. Whitewashed walls, tiled roof. Its most interesting feature was the front wall, which could be raised in the summer, lowered in the winter, and still had a nice front door whenever it was needed. The little shop was known for its frozen treats, ice creams, custards, and the like. Though the pie was to die for, the cakes more so, and Howard was almost convinced he'd have to outlaw the sweetbreads or risk becoming fat. They were damn near a drug. Of course he'd never do that. He couldn't live a day without them. Howard dismounted and tied Stronghoof to a nearby post. The shop owners had installed it especially for him, since Howard was often the only one to ride a horse all this way. He made his way to the door and ducked through it, the bell above it tinkling quietly as he entered.